Whatever looks like a case that the enemy has been using against you, that case is sorted now. Before this day is over, it is evident that your captivity is torn.
God has commissioned Bishop David Oyedepo to preach the word of faith, liberating men everywhere from all oppressions of the devil. Get set for an empowerment that will enable you to rule in the midst of your enemies and subdue them under your feet. Now.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Shout again a loud hallelujah. I'm sure God is visiting someone here again this morning. Shout hallelujah. Praise God. I'm sure someone has been blessed by the word we received a little while ago through our mother in the house on the spirit of meekness. Behind every greatness is meekness. The depth of your meekness determines the height of your greatness. I'm thoroughly blessed and refreshed. I know someone too has been blessed this morning. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We do not deserve all of the blessings we have been receiving, but by your mercy and love, you've been unveiling to us mystery upon mystery. Thank you for sending to us your word. In the name of Jesus. And again at this moment, send to us another word. Open our eyes that we may behold wondrous things out of your law. Thank you, mighty Father. And all who believe they will be blessed again, say aloud, amen. It's my privilege to bring this second word at this hour of visitation. And I'd like you to quickly turn with me your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 12. The Epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 12. We shall be considering the subject on the spirit of just men made perfect. The spirit of just men made perfect. I'll take my reading from verse 22 of that chapter. But ye are come unto Mount Zion. And I mean unto the city of the living God, which is also called the heavenly Jerusalem. And who are the people that are there? Each time we come to Zion, he said, to an innumerable company of angels. This morning there are innumerable company of angels here. Every time we come to Zion, we come for service. And just as it is in every workshop, take for instance a motor mechanic workshop. You take your car there for service, and you have mechanics there. Angels are spiritual mechanics. They are there everywhere in the workshop. Verse 23, he said, also we have the general assembly. And the church of the firstborn, which is written in heaven. And then very principally, to God, the judge of all. God is seated here this morning as judge. He will judge every negative situation of your life. He will judge in your favor today. And look at this. And to the spirits of just men made perfect. To the spirits. Spirits. That means they are more in number. The spirits of just men made perfect. Verse 24. And to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant. And to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. As we open up this hidden mystery this morning, I'd like you to be very open in your heart. In order for you to appreciate what happens every time we gather together, not only at Shiloh, but at your various churches and fellowships, to know who and who you are interacting with per time. This scripture reveals to us that apart from the Holy Spirit, we also have the spirits of men. The spirits of men. In addition to angels that comes to be with us every time we are gathered, we have the spirits of men that gather together with us, both those who have gone from the physical body and those who are alive with us, those who have gone in the past generations and those who are with us in the present generation, the spirits of just men made perfect. Just like in the other side of the world, we have evil spirits gathered with human spirit. We also have spirits of just men made perfect gathered with us. And we're going to be taking advantage of this great mystery to advance our destinies, to move our lives forward. We know very much of angels when we are gathered. It was also made manifest in the ministry of Jesus. Often when Jesus went to pray, you hear the scripture says, and the angel of the Lord came and strengthened him. The angel of the Lord came and strengthened him. While he was there at the Garden of Gethsemane, facing temptation and praying, the Bible says, then the angel of God came from heaven and strengthened him. Thereafter he rose to face the cross. So we have angelic presence that comes to strengthen us. In the first church, it was normal for them to have angels in their meeting. In Acts of the Apostles chapter 12, when they prayed for Peter to be released from the prison, having been arrested by Herod, the angel of the Lord came and opened the prison door, and Peter went and appeared to the brethren where they were praying. And one of them said, it is his angel that has come. So they were familiar with angelic presence. You see, the reason why we don't have this experience as much is because we are ignorant of what happens when we are in fellowship, when we come to Mount Zion. But I also saw in the ministry of Jesus that the spirits of just men made perfect were walking with him. As anointed as Jesus was, The spirits of just men were there working with him. We read specifically of the spirit of Elijah and Moses that came to be with him. I'd like us to quickly read that from Matthew chapter 9. Every time we are gathered, even as it is now, we have the spirit of just men made perfect. So many of them that are here with us, the spirit of Elijah is here. The spirit of Abraham is here for your prosperity. The spirit of David is here for your praise and triumph. The spirit of Enoch is here for you to be enabled to walk with God in triumph and victory. Luke rather, chapter 9. Shout hallelujah. I'll read from verse 29. And as he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered, and his raiment was white and glistering. And behold, there talked with him two men which were Moses and Elias. When those spirits come amongst us, they talk to us. Who appeared in glory. They appear in glory. And spake of his disease which he should accomplish at Jerusalem. They were discussing about his death. And you know something about these two men? Both of them were taken up to heaven. And when it was Jesus' turn, he too was taken to heaven. These men carry a kind of spirit that does not see corruption. And as we gather together here this morning, for instance, the spirit of Elijah and the spirit of Moses is here, indicating that if you believe in this and connect with this spirit, your body shall no longer see corruption. They were talking to him about his death, how they will plan that he will be taken up with chariots to heaven. The spirit of man, of just man, made perfect. They come to us to fellowship with us. I know fellowship means to share. They come to share the kind of nature they had with us. They come to interact with us. They come to mingle with us. They come for us to be able to share with them, to rub bodies with them. As Jesus was rubbing body with angels, he was being strengthened. You know why? Angels excel in strength. So with the spirits of just men made perfect here this morning, there is no reason for any of us to lack any good thing. Shout hallelujah. Like I said earlier, it is not just the spirit of men who are gone. We also have just men with us in our time. We are here this morning, for instance, the spirit of Shiloh is here. And you know, the spirit of Shiloh is essentially the spirit of this commission. And without any human projection, the spirit of this commission is the spirit that is upon Oyedepo. That spirit that God has given to him, walking everywhere, penetrating everywhere, as it is walking on him, walking on all those who believe in it. That's why you hear people share testimony as I stepped into Shiloh. You hear it also being shared in several congregations when I came into this commission. The spirit of the commission entered into me and I can't see myself fail any longer. The spirit of just men made perfect. I hear our Father in the house say over and over again, the spirit of enlargement that is upon Enoch Adeboye is upon this ministry. Enlargement. Now, this is to show to us that we can take advantage of the graces, higher graces that men carry upon their lives as we interact with them. As we interact with them. In the body, we are of different sizes and different weights. I'd like you to recognize that this morning. But every time we come together in fellowship, the excess strength and grace of those who are called the spirit of just men is distributed over those who are considered to be weak. So in the end, no weak person exists amongst us. All of us become strong. A number of us seated here this morning know where we are coming from, know where we are, and you know there is no way you could ever get to where you are now, except that God granted you opportunity to meet with men who carry excess grace that is helping you. I don't know about you, but I'm a witness here. I can't imagine how I could ever get to where I am today without the help of God that He communicates through men. Going on a church planting assignment in 1987, after we were being prayed for by God's servant, as soon as I stepped into the place I was assigned to, the Lord spoke to me directly. He said, "And as I am with David in Kaduna, so I will be with you here." So I knew that I was carrying a spirit, the spirit of my father, the spirit of a just man, one of the just men that is made perfect. And so, doors began to open. Testimonies began to come. Impact upon impact. That's why I make bold to say it everywhere. Anywhere I stand, I tell people I'm not standing alone. When you see me, don't imagine what can this 60 kg boy do. When I start manifesting, you know that it is not only me. I am manifesting by certain graces that is put upon my life. Shout hallelujah. In 1989, I was privileged to go with God's servant to Benin City to a minister's conference organized by his father in the faith, Benson Idawosa. And in that meeting, I caught up with certain dimension of the spirit. It was an impartation. And as I got back to my station then in Maiduguri, I whispered to my wife as we sat in church. It was a service day. I arrived before as the service was going on, as it rained here. And she told me she had not rained. And something came on me. I stood up and I said to the people, "If I were you, I will be careful how I move tomorrow. Because there is going to be a heavy downpour in this town." Now, those of you who know where I'm talking about, you know that rain doesn't come anyhow there. There has to be a long sign that rain is coming. First of all, by sand rain. Sand will first blow for several days before water rain will come. And we had not seen the sand. But I stood and said it again the second time. A few of our leaders began to whisper to themselves, "Why would this man put himself to this open shame? He will have discussed with us first and just mention it amongst us so that in case it doesn't happen, he will not be put to shame." "If I were you," I said to them, "I'll be very careful how I move tomorrow. Because under 24 hours there will be rain." Look, that can't be me that was saying that. It was the spirit I contacted speaking. And after 20 hours, there was an heavy downpour from heaven. The spirit of judgment, you take advantage of it to occupy your place. We had the testimony of a young man in Ibadan several years back who got saved and began to declare about Jesus and expose the occult to which he belonged earlier. And the head of the occult said to him, "We hear that you are speaking against us. We have built a coffin for you. You are going to die very shortly." And the man knew the meaning of that. And he said to himself, "I know I cannot fight you. But the God of my father, Oyedepo, will fight you. The coffin you have built for me, you will be the one to go into it." Few days after, the man died. This young man took advantage of the spirit of just men made perfect. So the spirit of just men made perfect is a spiritual device for us to enhance our breakthrough. The things which you will not be able to do by yourself, you will take hold of higher powers to get it done. That's why those who don't recognize this spirit don't maximize destiny. Up till yesterday, we had God's servant said, "God delivered to me the mandate of the word of faith. Yet, I needed to contact a man who has that spirit in order to enhance my journey and fulfillment and accomplishment and see where it is today." Do you know, no matter how strong you are, you will still find stronger men than you. Stronger men in the negative. And the only way to overcome them is to get back and contact your own stronger men. So as you go on your journey, you meet some witches and wizards threatening you, and fear suddenly comes to your heart. Remember, you have fathers in the house. The spirit of just men made perfect. They are there for you. I asked God, I said, "Who are these men?" And he taught me, he said, "They are men whom I have tested and proven. They are men who have walked with me, who know my ways. They are men who, by reason of their walk with me, they are carrying my spirit on them. They are reservoirs of my power. They are custodians of my mysteries. They are distributors of my grace." That's why Paul could say, "You are partakers of my grace." You see, they have become institutions. That's why Elijah could stand up and say, "There shall not be rain by my word, except I say so." Elijah got to a point that he didn't even need to say, "In the name of God, there will not be rain." He said, "By my word." He understood that there was a delegated power that God had given to him to have territorial control. These are the kinds of men we are talking about. They are not men who are looking for how to brag and who to use their names. They have become institutions. That's why that devil could say, "Jesus I know. Ah, I also know Paul." Paul was described as a man that has come in the likeness of the gods. He became a god. That's the kind of man we are talking about. And you need to recognize them and appreciate them and take advantage of them. I can't tell you how many times I've enjoyed this grace upon my life over and over and over and over again. Some years back, God's servant asked me to represent him in Kinshasa. And he gave me a mantle. And I put the mantle in my jacket. And as I stood in the meeting that night to pray, they brought a blind man for me to be prayed for. I'd never prayed for a blind man in my life before. I'd never seen blind. I must tell you the truth. And I knew it was not me. Now, in the name of Jesus, I command your eyes to be open. Amen. Hallelujah. As I was praying, I was feeling the mantle. I just prayed the prayer and left it. Suddenly I heard the sound from the crowd. Everybody jumping, jubilating, the blind eyes was open. Some other day I was asked to go to Kenya to visit our missionaries. And as usual, I won't go without getting a mantle. Hallelujah. And they had some immigration challenges before I got there. And at night I said, shall we go out? Show me where the immigration building is of the country. And we got there close to the gate, by the fence, and I brought out the mantle. Simply saying, spirit of judgment made perfect, arise now. Our missionaries have tried to get through with the immigration challenge. They couldn't. Immediately after that, the door was opened. They got what they were looking for. If you look at me and think I'm a strong man, you are both right and wrong. Wrong in the sense that it is not me, right in the sense that you have seen well. I'm indeed a strong man. I'm indeed a strong man. Hallelujah. Those who listen to me in church very well, every Sunday, there is hardly any Sunday you don't hear me call the name of my Father. That I send you for this week in the name of the God of my Father. The Spirit of my Father go with you. So when they come back, they share testimonies. I went for an interview and they didn't even interview me. Because they saw the Spirit of your Father upon you. I traveled, there was crisis in the air. Everybody was panicking. But I knew where I was coming from. Somebody shared that testimony last Sunday. He said, I knew the Spirit of my Father was upon me. There is no way I could have an accident. Don't die like a chicken. When you can take advantage of the Spirit of just men made perfect. The Spirit of Elijah does not die. Death couldn't hold him. He had to go up by chariot. And Elijah was interacting with Jesus. Jesus wouldn't have died except he needed to pay the price. And after paying the price, he rose up again so that he could go up by the way he should go up. Do you know that by this interaction, whatever does not happen to such spirits is not allowed to happen to you? They are custodians. They are delegates of heaven. They are reservoirs. They are distributors. God is aware that there are weak people among his children. And he wants to help them. He can't wait for them to grow up like others before they could have their victory. That's why we had a testimony from God's servant the other day that a woman was to die, a witch. And he told his son that, look, we have sat on your destiny. There is no way you can rise. But there is a man, one man I know that can save you. Go to him.
They call his name Oyedepo. Go to him. And this man is connected to another man in America, Kenneth Hagin. The witch had traveled to America to know the spirit of Kenneth Hagin. That's how this young man was delivered. You can't tell how many destinies are in chains like that. But by your connection to the spirit of just men, you begin to enjoy what they enjoy. Glory to God. I can put my hand in my pocket anywhere I go to and speak with such authority, knowing fully well that I have backups. Very terrible backups. Hallelujah. If you want to hurt me, your journey will be so long. Like I tell people, if you want to kill me, then you have to first of all kill Oyedepo. Because I'm inside him. I'm under his umbrella. And before you kill him, then you have to kill Adeboye. Hallelujah. I am showing to you this morning the great mysteries that you are connected with. Stop struggling and fighting alone. Now, this is not to say that you should not accept your personal responsibility as a child of God. All I'm saying is that there are occasions you are confronted with certain issues that look bigger than you. Think of Elijah. Himself and Elijah had just crossed Jordan, riding on the wings of Elijah. And as he was coming back, I could picture Jordan saying, hey, I will deal with you today. The other time you will pass, you think you could have passed without that man. Jordan recognized Elijah. Hey, Elijah is coming. And as Elijah was coming, Jordan was, I will show you today. Elijah said, hey, you may not respect me, but I have something here you will respect. Where is the God of my father Elijah? Hallelujah. And Jordan said, if not that you mention that name, you will not have passed today. If not. Hallelujah. Do you know there are forces that may not want you to pass? But when you mention those names, they say, if not, God save you today. God save you today. And is that not a good salvation for you? Shout hallelujah. Shout aloud hallelujah. Checking through scriptures, you'll find how it was clearly mentioned, the spirit of man. Think of Moses. When the 70 elders were to be appointed, God said to Moses, I will take of the spirit which is upon thee. I used to wonder, why will God not give them direct? One of the reasons, they didn't have capacity for it. There are things, let me say this again, that God cannot afford to wait for you to carry. Because the forces on you at that time are too many and too strong that they may kill you. I will take of the spirit that's upon you and put it upon them that they may be able to bear the burden with you. They may be able to accept responsibility and do as you are doing. Numbers chapter 11 verse 17. And before Moses died, Joshua was to take the mantle of leadership. And the Lord specifically instructed in chapter 27, verses 18 to 20, he said, take ye Joshua, the son of Nun, in whom is the Spirit. Lay your hand on him. Lay your hand on him. and set him before the priests and before all the congregations and give him a charge. Charge him with the unction on you. Charge him. So Joshua was charged to take charge. We have the spirit of just men charging us to take charge. From my background, I'm not such an authoritarian. But by the charges I've received, when I step into this realm, all devils know that they don't come close. So the spirit of Moses was literally upon Joshua. Deuteronomy 34 verse 9. And the spirit of wisdom came upon Joshua, because Moses, the servant of the Lord, had laid his hands on him, and all the children of Israel hearkened unto him. They listened to him. Just as they will listen to Moses, from now they will listen to you. 2 Kings chapter 2 verse 15, we saw how the other children of prophet said, the spirit of Elijah doth rest upon Elisha. Earlier in verse 9, Elisha specifically prayed. He said, I want double of your spirit. He didn't say, I want double of the Holy Spirit. I want double of your spirit. Of your spirit. Thank God for the Holy Spirit that comes upon us, but we can also enjoy the spirit of men. I want double portion of your spirit. Your spirit. Paul the Apostle speaking in 1 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 4. He said, when you are gathered, and my spirit with you. My spirit with you. My spirit. Paul understood that by the election of God, he had become an institution. He had become territorial in his operation, that his spirit can be in the gathering of God's people. I'm very conscious of that. The spirit of just men made perfect all around me. Now, by way of summarizing, what are the benefits of the spirit of just men made perfect? We'll look at that and quickly get on to see how you can assess the spirit of just men. Number one, the benefit or reason why we have the spirit of just men is to ensure your covering, your protection, and your defense. Your defense, your protection, your covering, they are there. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 1 to 4, the Bible says they were baptized into Moses. They were baptized into Moses. And you know the implication of that? Everything that Moses had, they had. The only food they did not eat was what Moses did not eat. They drank with Moses. And what more? Balaam could not curse them because Moses could not be cursed. People hanging on one spirit. The Bible describes Moses as the eagle's wing that brought them out. We have several eagle's wings in this generation that carry men into their place in victory and breakthrough unlimited. Number two, they offer help to us. If you look at the ministry of Elijah and Elisha, people who were wise that had problem always run to them. 2 Kings chapter 4, verses 1 to 7. There was that widow whose husband owed a lot and had two sons left as collateral. When they came to take the son, the woman ran to the prophet, help, oh man of God. And there he was, he received help. In chapter 6, they were going out, sons of the prophet, to fell the trees, and the axe head fell. Aye, and they cried, alas, master, it was borrowed. And he told them what to do, and they got the axe head out. Chapter 7, there was famine. And Elisha said, By this time tomorrow, there shall be abundance of food. And there was abundance. They are there to help us. May you find help. Number three, they are there for us to duplicate and multiply the grace that they carry for speedy accomplishment. The Spirit came upon Elijah, upon Elisha, and he performed twice the miracles that Elijah performed within the short period of time. The Spirit of just men made perfect. That Spirit is here for you this morning. Take advantage of it. That's why we pray in the name of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, in the name of the God of Elijah, in the name of the God of Oedipo. They are not new. It's only that we have become modern and think that we are equal. How can I be mentioned in the world? We are all redeemed. We are all saved. We all have the same redemption, right? But we are not equally placed. There are hierarchies in the kingdom. I had God's servant said in an illustration a few days ago, he said, you can't use a lieutenant to confront a colonel. Some of you are like lieutenants in the realm of the spirit, but in the other world, you are facing colonels. You can't command them. You need a general to talk. Shout hallelujah. How do you assess the spirit of just men made perfect? Very important. Number one, identify such men. Identify them. Identify them. Locate them. Identify them. Be wise. Open your eyes. Mind who you follow. Because who you follow determines what follows you. Similarly, mind where you fellowship. Remember in Hebrews where we read, he said, when we come to Mount Zion, so that when we come to fellowship, beware where you fellowship. It may not be this church, it may not be this ministry, but beware where you fellowship, because the spirit of that fellowship is what works upon you. You know why breakthrough is working for many winners? Because they belong to the winner's family. Don't put your head just anywhere. If your leader is a failure, get ready for failure. If your leader is breaking forth on every side, get ready for breaking forth on every side. Recently, by the grace of God, God's servant was out there to dedicate the ministry's new facility in Abuja. While the construction was getting to a close, one of our elders met me and said to me, the spirit of your father is working on you. I said, I'm not surprised. Stress-free, no struggle, no sweat. The spirit of your father is working on you. Who you follow determines what follows you. Shout hallelujah. Identify the man who carries the kind of spirit that you are looking for. And similarly to that, mind where you fellowship, because you are interacting and sharing in that atmosphere. Shout hallelujah. Number two, receive such men with open-heartedness. Open-heartedness. In Luke chapter 4, verses 24 to 27, Jesus was speaking. He said, in the day of Elijah, even though he had such mighty grace, he was not sent to anyone but unto that widow of Zarephath. Why? She received him. She received him. Only one leper was cured in the days of Elijah. Why? He received him. Open-heartedness. This is very important because you could be in a place or be around the spirit of just men made perfect and not be blessed simply because you are close-hearted. You are close-hearted. Open your heart. Number three. Stay openly identified. Openly identified. You are all aware that there is no hiding. You can't come to any Shiloh, like God's servant said last night, without hearing again. Without hearing Adeboye. Open identification. Open identification. Elisha cried, my father, concerning Elijah. You find the thickness of open identification in 2 Kings chapter 2 from verses 1 to 10. Next, leave offense free. I've discovered there are many people who are robbed because they are moved by the devil to be offended in such men and women. Leave offense free. John was offended in Christ. He lost his head. Your leader is your leader. Your father is your father. A child cannot disown a father. A father can disown a child. A child cannot change his father. Leave offense free. When you are offended, you are removing your covering over you. And when you remove the cover, your head becomes cheap for the devil to reach. This also follows in your various fellowships and churches. Because Satan is a strategist. He wants you to be offended in your leader. He wants you to be offended in the church. And when you're offended, you lose your defense. In the light of that, beware of enticement of men. Remember the story of Elijah? Other sons of the prophets were enticing him. Ooh, your master will be taken away from you today. There are people who used to say to me, Oyedepo's boy. Now they don't call me Oyedepo's boy. Again, because the signs are there that this is no longer a boy. It's no longer a boy. They were mocking Elisha, abusing him so that he can change his mind and turn back. Elisha said, no, as thy soul liveth, I am with you. And that was it. When he also parted the water, it parted either and Tita for him. It's my prayer this morning that by the spirit of judgment made perfect, your breakthrough shall become unlimited. I like you to take note of all the teachings we received last night. It's a cover over the sharing that we are doing right now on how to connect with the spirit of faith in our fathers to make things work for us. I know that from this Shiloh, the spirit of your father and of my father, the spirit of the commission that is breaking forth on every side will go with you. In a moment, I'd like you to rise to your feet and quickly demonstrate this thing. Are there issues confronting you? Difficulties that you cannot overcome? Listen to me very well. I cannot but make reference to this at all times. I tell this story. There is a story of an elephant and of a rat. The elephant was to cross a bridge, a shaky bridge. And the little rat sat on the ear of the elephant. And after crossing the bridge was shaking in the process. The rat whispered to the elephant, man, we shook the bridge. Can a rat shake a bridge? But because he was with an elephant, the bridge was shaking. Both of them were shaking the bridge. I tell you, I've shaken many places by being on my own elephant. Now, just in 1 minute, are there issues confronting you? Are there situations that are obviously stronger than you? I'd like you to call, oh God of my father, Oedepo. Oh God of my father, Adeboye. Fight for me. Defend me. Make a way for me. Speak to God right now. Speak to God right now. The spirit of just men made perfect. The spirit of triumph. The spirit of victory. The spirit
of supernatural breakthrough, the spirit of enlargement is here. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive your victory. Receive your triumph. Receive your breakthrough. No more will you break down. It's working. Someone is receiving healing, receiving deliverance, receiving help, receiving breakthrough, receiving advancement in your career, your business, and all that you do. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' precious name. As a privileged son of the prophet, with the prophetic rod in my hand, I command your breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Wave your hand in heaven and give glory to God.
Bishop David Oyedepo has just placed in your hands the key to all-round victory, exploits, success, and unquestionable dominion over all life's challenges. The end has come to all your struggles in Jesus' name. Please share your testimony with us. Write Bishop David Oyedepo, 21688 Ikeja, Lagos, Nigeria. Call 774-7546, 774-7547, 774-7548. And best of all, come, hear the man of God live as you worship with us at Faith Tabernacle, Canaan Land, Kilometer 10 Idiroko Road, Otta,